If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with golden chicken fingers and a limited edition golden blush puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Night Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Bill, you go first, please.
I just couldn't imagine being the Pips. I couldn't imagine what that type of that lifestyle would have been, to be the Pips.
That would have been regal.
It'd been regal. And all I can just visualize is synchronized dancing in the background. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could see it.
In front of Gladys.
Jake, it's Gladys. It's about heartbreak, chasing your dream, and kind of getting stomped on, and you're heading back home to a simpler time. Whew. Jake, you nailed it.
You did.
You
Superstar.
Nailed it.
Superstar. You never get far.
Oh, I love that part. Superstar. It's a 9779.
Good call.
It's a 9779. It'll be a song that if there's someone in the car, the radio is going to go up and they're going to get shushed. It's going to be Shuddy. Shuddy. We're going to listen to this. Everyone just shuddy. Everyone. This is one of those songs. Where it'd be like
Shuddy,
and just no one would say a word while this song played.
I think most people would appreciate it.
Shuddy.
There was a moment yesterday. This is amazing. You played this song. It's amazing to me. I was driving back from Gretna in Trix's car. I don't have Sirius like you guys. Yeah. Is that what it's called, Sirius XM?
Yeah, I think so.
Still is.
Yeah.
Still always has been.
Still.
Satellite radio, Steve.
I don't have it in my truck, and I
$4 a month.
Is that now? Are you sure about that?
It's not a lot more. If you could go $90 a month for papers you weren't reading, you can do the $6.99 for the radio that you used every
that's
day.
That's a good point.
So,
there.
He has a way of
$90 of unread papers.
Anyway, I was listening to Smokey Soultown. Have you ever heard of that?
Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that song didn't play, but there were a lot of songs like that. And I thought, God, that'd be cool if Jake would play one of these songs. And he did.
He just did it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm right there with you in that range. I'm not going to try to one up you. I'll just go like the same 977, whatever you put.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Ellie's giving scores.
I'm going to say
high.
7999, Dad's an 8.4.
Okay. Ellie, 7.3. Derek, 8.8. Pretty good.
I'm connected with the family.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Farley.
Farley says a
10.
10.
No, 10.
No, 9. It's one thumb down. 9.
9.
9.
Farley's from Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah.
So this song.
It's a great one, wasn't it, Farley? Yeah.
It's near and dear to Farley's.
He usually gives me about a 0 or a 1 on my score. So anything above a 1 is positive. They give it a 9 today.
Jake, that was incredible.
Thank you, Gladys.
My whole day changed. When Jake plays a great song, and I listen to it several times during my workout, I do.
Is that a workout song?
That'll be a workout song just because am I getting pumped up for some max squats? No. But am I doing max squats?
You do max
No. No, so I don't need that.
Don't do them.
No, don't do it.
Don't
but all of a sudden, you walk in the gym.
There's Bill.
And everyone's gathered around. There's a semicircle.
Come on, Bush.
Come on.
You got this.
I'm in a tank top.
And there's no weight on the ball.
No. And I got a belt on and a bunch of chalk.
Don't put a belt on.
I have to go to the front desk for the belt. Check it out.
Some ratings here before we get to Bill's thrills. John says 8.9, great Monday song.
Oh, yeah.
Jake and Hickman.
Leaving.
3.5 from Jake and Hickman, so he didn't like that one.
Oh,
Triple
wow.
H's dad, -1.
What?
For Gladys Knight and the Pips, Bill and Bennett, 7.5. Mike and Dalton 7.9.
Who is Clemens?
Bert, 1!
Okay, Bert's got
one from Bertie's back
Bert,
from Belize.
Bert, this will also be where our friendship comes apart, too.
He's back from Belize, and he gives it a 1 from Gladys
Knight. Yes, go back to Belize, Bert.
Easy!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jeez, go back to paradise,
Monday,
man.
And some people are just in a bad mood.
Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 8.
Yeah.
Motown.
We're talking there.
Oh, I bet they were. I bet they danced.
Probably. I ran into them on a plane somewhere. Yeah. I can't remember where. Or on an
airport. Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Was it?
Ann Arbor.
God, how do you remember?
You brought up 70 times before the show.
Ann Arbor. Is that where I ran into them? In an airport?
You ran into like at a restaurant or an airport somewhere in Ann Arbor.
And they had been to Motown. So they're going to love Motown stuff.
Lyle in Omaha, 9.2. Vernon Dakin, 8.5. Gavin and Pender, 10 on that one.
Gavin.
10 from Gavin.
Oh, the rangy one.
No, Gavin.
Sideline to sideline. Yeah.
We might have the biggest difference ever between Corey and Bird here, because Bird was a 1. Corey's a 6 here.
Yeah, Corey, thank you.
Score.
Thank you for
representing. Can you bump that up to an 8? Yeah. Corey.
Doug in Idaho, 5.7. East Lincoln West gives that a 10. Incredible song. His easy 10 on that one.
Easy 10.
Easy.
Plainsman and Grant, 8.8. Jay Norfolk, 4.2. Old Dad, 9.7. Can't forget YouTube here.
The Tube.
Genghis, 8.02. Better
Corn.
Time. He says better times. Brad, 9.0. Great song and artist for Gladys Knight and the Pips. Robert, 8.5. And Conservative Husker, 6.4 on YouTube there. That is your song of the day, Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, grain marketing and crop insurance experts. Go to the website, gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com, to learn more today. Bill, is it a Football Facts Monday or not?
Somewhat football based.
All right.
Somewhat football based. We're going to lock in.
I'm locked in.
Your take on this is for
I'm
both
ready.
Of you. I'm going to go Husker football.
Oh.
Going okay, Husker right. football.
I'm locked in.
Prep the fettuccine. Break out the tortellini. Let's honor Bo Pelini.
Whoa.
We're three coaches removed. Mm-hmm. Riley Frost, year 3 rule. 7 years, 9 wins. He needs to be brought back. He needs to be brought back into Lincoln like that. And he needs to be there.
I'm not pushing back.
This should be, again, I don't know if the word olive branch is the right one. I know it didn't end well.
No, it didn't.
But.
It did not end well.
Yeah.
It ended very poorly.
Would he come back?
He went 7 9-win seasons and went to 2 title games.
Yep.
7 9-win seasons, 2 title games.
How many 10-win seasons?
I didn't. 3.
I think.
He went to 3 title games. Did he not?
Did he go to 3?
3.
One was Big 12. 2009,
10, and 12.
Okay, so I'm off on that. So 3 title games in 4 years he went to.
Yeah.
Won't you just wrap your brains around that?
Oh, I did.
And then he had 10 wins, we think, 3 times. Again, all I know is it was 9 plus.
Hey, guess what?
I wrote in my
guess
notes. What? So you haven't go to your right there.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what I'd bring up on this one is, think about this. So, Steve, you lived this one, right?
Just a little bit.
Can you imagine, though, can you imagine one more time that Bo leads him out with the cat? Wasn't it the spring game when he let him the cat?
It was.
Which was incredible. Guess what else would show up, Jake?
It was funny.
What's that?
Fopalini, which is really funny.
I love Fopalini.
Fopalini is one of the funniest things you've
great
ever
Twitter
seen.
Account.
It was a great
funny.
Twitter account. Also at that, Steve, here's what they have here. Focus in here for a second.
I'm listening.
At Ohio State, they have a Legends Room, which is a Legends coach's office, where every ex-head coach has availability to come into his own office.
Ooh.
I mean, Cooper would come back.
Really?
Everyone would come back. You had your own office.
That's an amazing idea.
It was an amazing idea to be like, no. You were the head coach at the University of Nebraska. You have an office here, and it's a legend coach office where anyone can come back. They can come in, they can watch film, they can watch it, just come back and watch practice. There were ex-coaches that were back when I was at Ohio State, came back all the time, and it's like, yeah, he got let go. Yeah, he got let go from here. And there he is at practice, watching practice, talking to people, doing different. Trussell got fired. The big quote of the year last year was Urban Meyer, who retired, and Trussell was what? It's the most talent I've ever seen walking around that building.
Yep.
Trussell was fired from there, and he's back in the building walking around.
By the way, they won it. Hey,
yeah, they did.
Okay, so is there one office, or does each of those guys
no,
get
just
an
office? Office.
Okay.
It's just one office. So they're, I'm sure if both of them are back today, they both hang out in there. Whatever. Yeah, it was a big
just
office.
A small matter.
The reason it was odd for me was, I mean, because that was my office when I was at Ohio State. They put in that extra office. So I was in that office.
Really?
I was in the head coach's the legend room. So I also knew too. Hey, if Coop whips by, get out. That's where you have to be able to go. But I just think it'd be something incredibly cool, and then having the chance. I never worked with Bo here. I worked with him at LSU, and he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And also like that, the reason it would mean so much, his players loved him.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Players loved it. And that's what matters. Coach-player relationship loved him.
Oh, they did.
And the success that they've had, which has been really hard to obtain.
Oh, they haven't done it. I mean, they haven't. And he did have three 10-win seasons,
three
by the way.
Three 10-win seasons. In 7 years and three appearances in championship games.
Since he's left, I mean, Nebraska's won 9 games one time. That was Mike Riley's second year, and that's it. That's the only time. He started off 7-0 that year and ended up 9-4. They haven't been close to 9 wins.
So here's my question to a pundit and to a super fan. If all of a sudden next year spring game he's brought back or to a game at the season, excited or not excited?
I would be excited.
I'd be excited.
I think the fan base would. He was polarizing. You know that, right? Yeah. He was very polarizing. Which means there's a lot of fans who supported him.
Absolutely.
I'd be interested to interested to hear what the text line says.
I would love to see it.
And
when you get a chance to work with him personally, what a great human. I mean, he is a great, great guy to work
God bless
with.
You for saying that.
Yeah.
We have some response here from the text line, 464-5685. Number one, someone says, Sip should write a book about the great Bopalini at some point. You've had some great interactions with him. Great, maybe not.
I don't know if he'd allow me to do that at this point. But it was we had an interesting time for sure. You know how he is. I mean, it was up and down.
Sean says, "Put me in for the excited camp for Bopalini." Yes,
you got one in. There'd be a lot in.
Kent, beyond excited, bring him back ASAP. Believer, I would support it. Vernon Dakin, bring him back. Okay. Vernon Columbus, excited. I'd go out of my way to see him.
It would be a mass hit. It would be a mass hit. Would Bo do it?
Is the question that everybody.
Well, it's like anything else. I think if it gets brought up correctly and how you're handling it,
he might do it.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that would be a. Why would you not? Tell me the reason not.
Everyone
to do
so
it.
Far as yes, everyone.
Tell me
you
the
might
reason
have to
not.
Twist his arm a little bit.
I don't think that he would be like. Probably, I can't speak for him. None of that. I don't know if he's jumping. Just like, I can't wait. You know, it might be one of those things like, let me think about it type of thing.
I think it would be that.
But like anything else, time heals some wounds. And also, like that, his success rate was ridiculous and beloved by the players. And like I said, it's across the board. I mean, please, texters, if you text in no, that's fine. No one's going to be upset with you. But I think it'd be a landslide And what great fun it would be to all of a sudden, like that, sitting right there with us for the show.
Be, hey, Bo, come
all
on
of a sudden,
in.
We have Bo Pelini here Chad. For the show.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be incredibly interesting.
He had a 713 win percentage here.
713.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. 60, really good. 67 and 27. Yeah. But it was always, I mean, his, I mean, when I think about it, covering it, it was always, is he going to get fired? Is he getting fired? I mean, is he, it was starting, I don't know, in 212, 2012. Yeah. By the way, they were 10 and 4 that
year.
10-4. Bo going to get fired? Yeah. Next year, is Bo going to get fired?
Yep.
Is it, you know, they changed ADs and then it was, when did they change ADs, Jake? Was it after the 2012 season, after the 2013 season? I can't remember.
2013.
Yeah. And then it was, oh, yeah, he's got to get fired. So it was really contentious.
I, of course, didn't like him at all.
I didn't talk to him. No. Couldn't find, I mean, Bo couldn't find him. I'm not, there's a lot I can talk about that's not hearsay. I mean, I've lived it. One time I asked Bo, he was frustrated because he couldn't get a hold of I-Corps for a matter. And I said, can't you just call him or just go to his office? He goes, no.
No.
They make me go through Jamie Williams. So no, I can't get to him. And it was very frustrating. Yeah. So he knew. Those guys knew that they'd have to win 10 or 11 that last year. And I don't know that 10 would have been good enough. He might have got railed out.
They beat Iowa at Iowa, right?
Yeah, the win. Then he got fired.
Won in overtime at Iowa, and he got fired. Got to 9 wins. He had
got
to done.
9 wins.
Beat went, Iowa at Iowa in OT.
Barney was coaching the bowl game, the Holiday Bowl,
and
against
they
USC.
Well.
They almost won.
Yeah.
They played really well that game.
45-42.
It was a good football game.
I mean, really they were clicking at a pretty high level. But compared to now.
It's a little bit different.
Oh, I'd love to see him back. I would absolutely love to see him back. Like I said,
say the headline.
Yeah,
again.
One more time. The headline.
I can do that, guys.
It was the
please,
triple whammy headline.
Prep the fettuccine, break out the tortellini. Let's honor Bo Pelini.
That is fantastic.
Oh,
you know what was funny too? If you said to Bo, "Hey, Bo, I'm getting Italian tonight. Where are you going?
Is that bold?
Tell him Olive Garden." Yeah. He always got a huge kick out.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, he always got a huge.
Is that bold?
Hey, there's
bold.
Bold right there.
Hey, bold. Defensive end.
Yes.
Get your stance.
No, I can't.
I tell you, I remember he was on one side, Gavin was on the other. They couldn't run the ball.
Is that right?
Two bookends. They called them the bookends.
They were the bookends.
They were the bookends.
Gavin was on the other side.
Gavin's on the other side, just wrecking shop.
I like your idea today. I like it.
When we come back,
this
hour
is the hill
two,
that I'll die on.
It's a good hill.
You got to talk to Keith Mann about it.
Yeah. Keith, chime in.
Hey, Keith will have thoughts on that.
Yes.
He was very, he and Bo had a great relationship.
When we come back in hour two, a very awkward, odd situation out west. Cal, discuss that next early break on the ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.